Hi, I'm Charlotte. I am so glad that you are here. I am a mom of twins, and my family is in the long unfolding process of relocating to the UK. I trained and worked as a medical doctor, but I realized that the medical world demanded a lifestyle that wasn't just right for me. After medical school, I spent 3 years as a holistic health coach for women, and honestly, I'm still on my very own journey. For the past 20 years, I've been exploring the deep wisdom of the female body, and now I want to share, reflect, and grow alongside you. I created the Saturday Morning Circle as a warm, nurturing space where we can slow down, reconnect, and explore what it truly means to live in harmony with ourselves. Together, as a like-minded community, we will learn how to create a life that nurtures our creativity, honors our cyclical nature, and weaves rhythm and ritual into our days. Imagine women gathering on a slow Saturday morning, the scent of coffee and fresh flowers in the air, a space filled with understanding and support. This is our circle, a place of simplicity, beauty, and deep presence. A place where we share our gifts, our kindness, and our journey back to ourselves. When I first imagined the Saturday Morning Circle, I envisaged it grow into an online community. But as I listened more closely to my own rhythms, I felt something shift. The Saturday Morning Circle lives here, between us, in the heart-centered space of presence, in a moment of stillness and intention that we choose to share as we tune together into this podcast. And what I truly long for most right now is real connection, offline. The digital world can be a beautiful tool, but it can also become too much when it scatters our energy and distracts our focus. Right now, I'm choosing less noise, less pressure to create content, and more space for depth, joy, simplicity, and life as it unfolds. So, for now, meet me here in this podcast, in this quiet, heart-led space. And maybe one day we'll meet in person with bare feet on the ground, surrounded by nature and time to simply weave together. First of all, I have one little update for you and one heartfelt recommendation. As I always say in the beginning, we are in the transformative space of relocating to the UK. That brings along that I will spend the next 1 to 2 months with the children in Germany. And I decided that this will be a 1 to 2 month long pause here for the Saturday Morning Circle. If something new arises and I want to share it with you, I will do so in written form. And I will post it as a blog post on charlottesteinebach.com. You will find the link in the show notes and feel free to check it out. You are also warmly invited, if you want to hear when the Saturday Morning is back, to simply sign up for my newsletter. I also will leave the links in the show notes. And as I said before, I also have a recommendation for you, and I do this the first time, and it's not something very special, it is just something that brought me over the past couple of days so much joy and inspiration that I just thought I shared here It is actually a book, and it's called Growing. It is written by Ramona Jones, and I don't know if you heard about her. I haven't, but she is a young woman gardening, and this book is just the most beautiful illustration of how to simplify gardening, to break it down in simple steps, and to read about her story, to see her pictures and these like little ducks running around her garden. It just made me feel so warm and inspired. And I just thought maybe you like it too. I can link it down in the show notes. There's no strings attached. And yeah, maybe you just like to check it out and feel inspired too. Today, I want to talk about a topic that has been very close to my heart. Writing and writing my thought processes down is one of the love language to myself. I think I haven't said it so far, but mostly these podcast episodes are on the basis of texts that I did write myself years ago, weeks ago, days ago, you name it. This actually I wrote 2 days ago, and it is describing a process that is going on within myself, but I think we can all feel it at the moment in the air. I just called it How to Move Through Uncertain Times, How to Walk Towards the New. It seems like that we are all in this process of like uncertainty from time to time, but it seems to be a global theme at the moment. And what uncertain times bring is like this deep, profound shifting in our lives that is sometimes out of our control. So we can either be dragged or pulled to transform into something new, transform our lives, transform ourselves, or we can decide to consciously walk towards the new. I hope you enjoy it. I send you just the best thoughts if you are struggling at the moment. And maybe this is exactly what you need to hear right now. We are living in an incredibly transformative time. Old ways are no longer working, and new ways are not yet paved. Stepping forward feels like driving through thick fog. It requires us to trust that the road will continue and that we are safe moving forward. By nature, we tend to approach this in two ways. One of it is to move slowly, keeping our foot on the brakes. The other way is to rush ahead, desperate to reach the other side of the fog, but missing the beauty of the present moment entirely. In uncertain times, our task is to develop a healthy relationship with the present moment, to hold ourselves within our center, to be here, right now, to be present. You can place one hand on your heart center and take 3 deep breaths. We can do this together now, and to tune into what it means to feel our centers. Sometimes we hold a lot of pressure or tension there, and by regularly giving us a pause to tune into the center, to let go, to let our breath work there, to release some tension, is the most healthiest thing we can do. So, place your hands on your heart, close your eyes. Breathe in through the nose and let go through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. Feel your center. Feel how it is able to hold yourself within yourself. You can do this wherever you are, every day, every hour. Developing a strong center is a quietly magical, deeply sane task. It becomes the anchor that carries us through times of change, when everything around us seems to shift. We know we are in a process of transformation, and instead of hiding, avoiding it, or rushing through it, we hold still. We embrace the silence. We choose presence. This is how we break the cycle of a very reflexive lifestyle. This is how we create a moment where we can choose how to deal with what is right in front of us. There is always a gift in the present moment, no matter how hard things feel. It might be finding our breath again. It might be finding clarity, or it might be becoming the calm center in the eye of the storm. Sometimes we can feel the new as images, as a vision, or just as a feeling. Sometimes we feel lost in the fog, but both are part of the process. But we can always return to our center. We can always return to our heart. We can always return to this moment. This is how we navigate uncertain times. This is how we walk consciously toward the new. We know we are in a process of transformation. And instead of hiding, avoiding it, or rushing through it, we hold still. We embrace the silence and we choose presence. There's always a gift in the present moment, no matter how hard things feel. It might be finding our breath again. It might be clarity. It might be becoming the calm center in the eye of the storm. Sometimes we can feel the new. Sometimes we feel lost in the fog. Both are part of the process. But we can always return to our center. We can always return to our heart. We can always return to this moment. This is how we navigate uncertain times. This is how we walk consciously towards the new. Letting go of the old. As human beings, we are shifters. Built into our nature is a deep longing for transformation and evolution. It is our soul's calling to heal, to evolve, and to become. In the process of transforming the old into the new, we open ourselves to service. And the question, how can I be in service, may be one of the most powerful questions we can ask in this process. It invites the ego to step aside. It brings forth something greater, and we begin to ask and shaping our new future. What am I here to give? I know we are living in uncertain times. It's easy to get caught up in worry, worst case scenarios, or to lose contact with our core, distracted by the noise of our busy lives. But this is how we evolve through the process. This is how we bypass the very transformation we are here to live through. When we allow healing and evolution to move through us, we become builders of something new, something beautiful. We create joy and beauty in the sometimes hard every day. When we embrace our heart, our core, and our deepest longings and desires, we transform our lives and we radiate that change out into the world. This is how we build something new. And this is how we build something new together. It is a courageous choice to make to lift our heads up to face the storm and hold our strong center, stepping one foot in front of the other while knowing that this transformation or this uncertain time we all go through has a deeper meaning to it, has a meaning to our lives, to us, and has something to do with us. Feeling deeply anchored within ourselves is the only way how we can navigate these transformative storms. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this moment with me. I hope today's episode made you feel seen, heard and held, and gave you a direction and knowing that you are first of all not alone in this process, and second of all, maybe it gave you hope and encouragement to regularly find your center, to reconnect with it and to embrace the strength that comes from inside of you. This podcast is my heart offering, is the center of my work at the moment, and I'm so grateful to share it with you. If it speaks to you, it would mean the world to me if you leave a 5-star review and share it with someone who would love the slower pace of life and the certain sense of a like-minded community. Until next time, let's keep slowing down, embracing the beauty in our days and walking this journey back to ourselves together. I can't wait to see you guys all again in May or June, and I send you a warm hug. And I hope you have a wonderful time until then. If you have a question, or if you just want to reach out, always feel free to send me a personal email. I will leave my email address in the show notes, and I am really happy to hear from you. Lots of love to you, Charlotte. Bye.